Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. We are here for our very first evening recording of the podcast. I feel like it's very intimate. I have wine, so I'm a little warm. I feel like it's a good vibe tonight.
It's a good vibe.
We're recording this one on the last day of CART being open for a program of ours. And so, you know, we had to get it in for our editors to be able to get it out to you in time. And the question is still up for debate whether you all will have it in time. So if you happen to have this a day late, apologies on behalf of our launching craziness.
Yeah.
But that's why. But I think today is going to be worth the wait if you had to wait, because today we are breaking down our second free challenge that we hosted recently. We're giving you all the data, all the numbers about the results we got from that challenge. And I want you to know that the biggest takeaway from all of this is that challenges are awesome sauce, and I don't know why you haven't ran one.
Well, I know why you haven't ran one, because as of a couple months ago, we never had run one before.
It's true. They're still kind of new and hot.
But so let's start at the beginning. A, what challenge we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So we're walking you through our 4 days to sexy systems challenge and giving you all the deets, all the data, all the things you need to know about running a challenge and the results that we saw because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's do some hard numbers first, yeah. Just like facts, and then we'll break everything down.
Sure, for sure. Okay, so in the time we started promoting the challenge, which was what? 5 days before? No, more than that. How many days before the challenge?
The 27th is when August 27th is when we started promoting.
Right.
And September 5th is when we started the challenge.
So I don't know how many days.
So 8 days.
Okay, thank you. So 8 days.
Eight or 9 days. I don't know how many days August has in them. It's fine.
So we started promoting the challenge, and then we decided to do a 4-day challenge instead of a 5-day challenge. And purely the only reason that that ended up happening was because we really were set on doing it this 1 week in September.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days was a national holiday.
Labor Day.
So not that that's like a massive national holiday by any means, but
people are at the lake or people are in Mexico,
right.
Like I was.
Right.
So, you know, I got married on Labor Day weekend and people use it to their advantage because they're off of work. And so we knew people weren't going to be ready to commit to strategy and lessons and being on Facebook and learning on a holiday. So we're like, heck, either move it to another week and back up everything else a week, or let's just cut a day.
Yeah.
So we cut a day.
We cut a day. And in that, the time we started promoting until sometime in the middle, because definitely not when we started the challenge,
right.
We ended up with over 5,000 people mm-hmm. participating in the challenge. They had actively signed up and said, heck yes.
Yep.
I want to be a part of this.
And I think that clear number was like 5,097 people or something like that.
Right,
so
right.
Just a little bit over 5K.
And the really cool part is in 7 days, we increased our list by over 2,000 people. So of the 5,000,
that's bananas.
2,000 of them were brand new to our email list.
Uh-huh.
We had never interacted with them before, at least in that way.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been following us on social media, but we were able to convert them to a hot lead.
Mm-hmm. So you might be asking, okay, so last time you guys were in a challenge, you ran a challenge that was leading to opening the doors for a paid program, right? We did 5 days to launch, and it was leading people into a brand new program of ours called Strategy Academy. And it worked like magic. And we've covered that in a different episode. This challenge was a little bit different. So the background for why the challenge was created and why it was 4 days to Sexy Systems, okay? So we've launched Rock Your Biz a couple times now here at TCC, and we used to heavily like work people through Trello in the way that we do inside Trello for Business inside that program. And we realized that people, if they didn't feel confident about Trello and their setup, and if they didn't feel like they were all like had their foundation laid and their project management system nailed down, then they were overwhelmed with the other content in the program. So the solution to that was, okay, we need to work people through Trello for Business on a more hand-holding basis. We want to make sure that people are really seeing the life-changing effects that Trello for Business can have on their business and their life and their productivity and all of those things. So we geared a challenge around concepts that we teach inside Trello for Business. We did go a little bit deeper and we shared stuff that is not inside of that program with hopes that people would then be set up and established. And when we open the doors for our paid program, they'd be like, heck to the yes, I'm ready. We knew a side effect of this was that more people would buy Trello for Business. It's our $29 program that walks you through how to use Trello to be more productive and amazing inside of your business.
But that definitely wasn't like where we were putting the emphasis.
Right.
We weren't trying to actively sell Trello. Now, was that a side effect? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Are we mad that it happened? No.
And it was intentional of to not, because we wanted people, we would rather spend our selling energy to convince people and to give people the understanding that our Rock Your Biz program was worth their investment.
Right.
Because honestly, Trello sells itself.
Yeah.
Our audience sells Trello for us. Testimonies sell Trello for us. It's such an easy yes that we chose to not really hit it heavy because we knew it would just be a side effect.
So just to give you background, on an average month where there's nothing going on about Trello related anything, we sell over $2,600. So $2,668 is our average monthly sales of Trello.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's crazy when you really think about the fact it's a $29 program.
Yeah.
So we're getting almost 100 new folks in the door buying a program a month that we're not actively promoting, which that obviously means that the natural referrals that are happening are working, which is great.
So 2.5K is like sustainable, reliable, passive income for us due to one program.
Right. So in the 10 days, like, if you include the actual sales, it's probably, I think it's a few more days than this, but whatever. Between the 28th and the 8th of September, however many days that is, we're apparently really bad at math.
10 or 11, I don't really know.
It's whatever it is. So
less than 2 weeks, but more than a week.
Thank you. Thank you for that very graphic understanding of dates.
Time.
Okay. So in that time, we sold $7,300 worth of Trello in, you know, a third of an average month, right? So that's crazy. Now you're like, okay, you sold Trello. You got that many people on your list. Don't tell me you did that all for free.
Nope. We didn't.
Of course we didn't.
We are not going to sugarcoat the fact that we spent some cash dollar bills on some Facebook ads. And we disclose all of this to you. Like, we're going to break down exactly what type of ads we ran and how much we spent and what our reach and what our conversions were. So you begin to get an understanding of the type of results you could see running similar campaigns. And I want you to go into these challenges not expecting similar results, even if you have a big audience, because I'm going to be real with you for a second. We increased our list 2K brand new people in 7 days. We already had what, 13K-ish people on our list, which is no tiny list. Like, that is not anything to sneeze at, okay? We still chose to run a ton of paid advertisement to this thing because we wanted new eyeballs on what we were offering, okay? So expectations not guaranteed, results not guaranteed, all right? So let's break down where we spent our monies, what type of ads we ran, and all that amazing stuff.
So I got a little crazy while Emily went on vacation. And she, you know, Emily's not the numbers person in our business, which is fine. But she kind of told me, she's like, well, if it's working,
throw money at it, is what I said.
Just do it.
Just do it. I trust you.
But
do whatever you want.
This is like way past the budget that we had talked about.
Like the total budget for this entire launch.
Not just to the challenge, but the whole entire launch. And she's like, if it's working, just keep doing it. Go with it. I was like, okay. So I did. And then I spent $7,600 on one ad.
One ad, you guys. $7,623 and one penny. Let's not forget that penny.
I know.
Right? Okay, but let me tell you the results of that ad. We reached over 33
numbers and things.
Numbers and things. 337,000 people over that. That's a ridiculous amount of people. I can't even say the number.
That's like a fourth of the amount of people that live in Kansas City.
I don't even understand math. We converted 4,200 people. So need I remind you, we had just a tiny bit over 5,000 people sign up. 2K of those were brand new. 4,200 of them converted from ads. So let me point something out to you. 2K of them were brand new. 5K signed up. 4,200 from ads. That tells me people who were on our own email list, who we sent emails to, telling them they should sign up for this challenge, and emails are free for us to send, signed up from an ad.
Well, they're not free to send. Because
they're not free to send, yada, yada. They're a lot cheaper. What's money mean anymore when you spend $7,600 on an ad?
Okay, so to give you a reality check, what does that mean? So we're doing a cost per lead of $1.82. And we had basically said, if it costs us less than $2 mm-hmm. to convert someone to a lead, mm-hmm. pour money at it.
Pour gasoline on that money tree.
Now, granted, I literally started getting frightened by my own like addiction to pouring money at it.
Raise the budget.
And like a couple days in, I like cut all the budgets in half. Because I was just like, she's going to kill me when she comes back. Because I didn't know if she could text me. And then of course, like 4 days in, she's like, how's the thing going? And I was like, I could have texted you the whole time.
It cost me 50 cents a text message, first of all.
Well, still, I was spending $7,600 without your permission. Anyway, I was literally a hot mess. But
clearly, she needs to work through some of those thoughts.
But it was fine. Obviously, it was fine. We were, if you think about it, in the same span, we spent money on ads. We essentially, not quite, close.
$300 short.
Broke even uh-huh. with our Trello sales. Uh-huh. So that means that our leads were essentially free.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because the actual product that we were aiming to sell wasn't Trello.
Right.
So, and we'll talk about that in a whole nother episode, mm-hmm. but to say, well, without literally trying to sell anything, mm-hmm. we made all our money back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that all day long.
I'll take that. So $1.82 per lead, which is amazing. That's like shoot for the stars, right? We served 12 audiences. So 12 cold, well, maybe not 12 cold, one warm, right? Because we booked warm.
And
so 11 cold audiences.
11 cold audiences.
We did try two new cold audiences. So if you go back and listen to our challenge takeaways from 5 days to launch, you'll understand who we served to then. The two new cold audiences that we tried this time were small business owners and Facebook page admins.
So to give you an idea of how different these audiences were in results, guess, I'm going to have you guess. I don't think you know.
I don't know.
Small business owners, mm-hmm. how much do you think they cost per lead?
Oh, snap. I'm going to say $1, because that's the average, yeah?
That's the cost per lead average is $1.82. But how many?
I think they were lower than that.
You think small business
owners? I think small business owners were lower, and I think Facebook page admins were higher than that. Opposite?
Not even close.
Really?
Small business owners, what'd you think? That's our audience, right? Like, that's who we're striving to serve. Facebook did not agree with us. And small business owners were costing $6 a lead.
Holy, how long did you turn them? You turned them off. It's fine. They're not still running, Emily. It's fine.
I turned them off. I turned them off as soon as I saw that number, okay? So they did not run very long at all. But Facebook page admins, I ran them to the bitter end because they were doing well. They were, wow. I think they were about $2 a lead. So, you know, we had, keep in mind, with that many audiences, mm-hmm. there's a lot of averaging happening. So $2, and at some points they were $1.60. So it really fluctuated throughout the time period we were actively promoting.
Yeah.
But small business owners bombed.
That is very interesting. So we will never serve to small business owners ever again. Facebook page admins, we're your girls, apparently.
Well, and if you think about it, I feel like some people elect themselves as small business owners.
Sure.
But they might not actively be running a small business.
Sure. Yep. Okay, so that was a video ad that we ran for people to go sign up for our challenge. It was a fun, energetic, really, really like awesome video ad that we were like, we're running this free challenge. Your systems are crap. Let us make them sexy. Sign up for free and it's going to be awesome. And it converted like hotcakes. That particular ad, Abby unlocked some sort of like Facebook ad magic land while I was away.
I literally don't know if this still exists.
I don't think it does because we tried to replicate it and
it failed miserably.
So what she did, okay, Let me back up a second. We talk more about Facebook ads in other episodes. So if this is going over your head, please go back and listen to those. If you post a video mm-hmm. to your Facebook page,
right.
you can then turn that video into an ad for engagement.
You so used to only be able
that
to
was
turn
the only it. Way you could do it. Only engagement, right?
Yeah.
So ideally, the strategy is post a video to your Facebook page. Go tell everyone to go like and comment and share and build up that free organic engagement. And then turn that bitch into an ad and make money.
An engagement ad.
An engagement ad, which you don't know if they're clicking your link. They don't know if they're converting. You just know that they're watching your video or commenting or liking. That's it. Okay?
You can technically track links
right.
or clicks.
Right.
But
it's still up for debate.
Yeah.
It's really hard to really truly see. So, I mean, we're talking 1 to 2 pennies per engagement.
Yeah,
so you're just getting eyeballs on your stuff. Super cheap, okay?
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So then what she did was she took that ad that had been throwing money to build up that engagement, and she turned that particular post into a conversion ad. So what would happen before is that, say we were serving to Marie Folio and Pat Flynn and small business owners, right? Facebook would make an individual ad for those cold audiences.
Like, they appear to be totally separate. Uh-huh. As in, if someone liked one,
it might not show a like on the other.
Exactly.
If there were 7 comments on one, there might be 0 comments on another.
Yes.
And that kind of sucks, because social proof is key in getting people to be hyped up on something, right? So, have you drank wine tonight?
No, but
I was like on fire about this.
I'm really passionate that I made this happen.
So what happened was, one post that had a shit ton of engagement on it also got turned into 11 different ads, that same post. And so many more eyeballs were seeing the exact same post. We ended up with hundreds of comments, like a crap ton of shares, an insane amount of likes.
Just to give you an idea, like, literally before, we would get like 4 comments.
Uh-huh.
And
7 likes,
maybe
2 shares.
Maybe a share.
Right.
Maybe a share.
It was like our mom.
But it was like 45 shares.
Uh-huh. Like, insane. I think even more than that.
I don't know. I'd have to go look.
Like, a ton.
But I was very proud of myself. And let's, to put this in perspective, like, we've talked about ads before, whatever. But in our business, I'm the one who kind of, like, monitors them and checks on them and, like, manages the budget for them. But Emily has always done all the setup. But because she was leaving the country, mm-hmm. I had to figure out how to set those bitches up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And I felt proud of how it turned out.
I think Facebook caught on to that. And literally, like, we just tried to replicate the same results for her.
Like, literally less than a week later.
And it did not work.
Like,
I feel like Facebook punished us for succeeding at it the first time. Because, and you'll hear about this in a different episode, but, like, I've never heard a greater wah-wah when it comes to the ads that we'll talk about in another episode.
Yeah.
But so, let you be known now that this is not all rainbows and glitters over here,
no,
right?
I mean, this particular episode is.
This episode is nothing but unicorn farts. All of them. So, all good stuff in this one. Different stuff is coming at you soon. Don't you worry. We'll bring ourselves down a couple notches in further episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. So after we got people super excited about signing up for this free challenge, then we wanted them to engage on the ad. So remember I said Abby had an engagement ad and then we had a conversion ad. So conversion, $7,623, meaning we're able to actually see how many people clicked it and then saw the thank you page. That
yes.
means they converted.
Right.
Our engagement ad, we only spent $132.
And that was just to get the social proof.
Yeah. That's it. So we reached about 22,000 people and got about 9,000 engagements. And that's counting likes, hearts, all the reactions, comments, and shares, all in one lump sum.
And video views.
Which, if I could call Facebook right now, I would tell them to split that out. But apparently, not up in the ranks. It's fine. But cost per engagement on that was a penny, which is typical.
Yeah. So for us, they're typically a penny to three pennies.
Uh-huh.
We did have one magic one where it was half a penny. I was like, how do you have half a penny?
Half a penny? Who was that for? Do you remember?
I don't, actually. I wish I remembered.
Okay, so let's get into the results of the ads, right? So that's where all the money was spent. We had an amazing challenge.
Yeah.
Let's actually talk about the challenge first, and then we'll talk about the results of the ads. So the challenge was over 4 days. One thing we did differently during this challenge, so 5 days to launch, it was our first challenge ever, and we were learning things. We decided every day to go live for an hour,
right,
and we would teach for 30 minutes and have Q&A for 30 minutes. So whatever you were learning in the challenge was delivered to you in your inbox via email, so you had to read it all, fill out some little workbook stuff, and then you would come to Facebook and kind of dive deeper into it and ask your questions. Well, for this challenge, I mean, I'm going to be gone a week before the challenge, and a fall gets away from us, right? So we wanted to automate and we wanted to set up systems as much as we could. So what we decided to do was record the actual lessons, pre-record the lessons. So they're all about 20 to, some of them were like 36 minutes long. So good chunks of lessons. And instead of writing it all out in an email, it was like, hey, go watch this video. Here's what you're going to learn. Here's the takeaway, but go watch the video. And then at noon, we're going to go live for 30 minutes and answer all your questions you had regarding that video.
Right.
So two things we learned from that. A, we will always pre-record the lessons.
100%.
I mean, people learned more.
We delivered more content.
We delivered better. We literally convert better over video.
We get very distracted by comments, and which isn't a bad thing because people love engaging with us. And so we'll never take away the live component, I don't
right.
think. But having the things pre-recorded
for, like, here's what I want to deliver to you, and I just
succinct.
Need to get it out, it's so much better.
It's even more succinct than a podcast episode.
100%. The other takeaway from that was there was a little bit of confusion
yes.
about, okay, wait, I thought the Facebook Lives were the content. Oh, but I need to go watch this video first. Where's the video? How does all this work? Literally because our previous challenge a couple months prior was entirely different.
It's just because we had done it once before.
Uh-huh. One way.
And they just assumed it was going to be the same.
Yep.
And, you know, we definitely told them to go watch.
Sure.
Like, we weren't not telling them. But I think we will tell them and tell them again
yep.
and tell them again.
Yeah.
Until
well, and
like
I think,
the fourth and fifth time.
Absolutely. Now that we for sure decided we're going to pre-record content for all future challenges, I think like the second and third time or the third and fourth time that we run a challenge, it'll be like no bueno. Everyone will be caught up to speed and they'll know what to do. But we could have been more clear about that.
Sure.
Also, another thing that we noticed, and I think literally this is just because as your like your signups get bigger, your new faces get bigger, they're not used to you. People don't pay attention. It's like we all don't. And I'm not blaming anyone. No one pays attention to anything. This challenge, we got the most feedback. And I say backlash, but I don't mean like pitchforks, but like frustrations over the fact that we took the lessons down.
They're like, where'd they go? Like, I can't, the link's not working.
The link's broken, sending us emails night and day about can't access the challenge videos. And prior, so for our first challenge, we had the videos up for the 5 days, and then we let them live. The challenge ended on a Friday. We let them live Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We had a webinar on a Tuesday, and that's when they came down. So we did the exact same thing this time, and it was like I'd slapped your mama.
Well, and I don't know if part of it was, I would say half the people that reached out and that were upset about it literally either had their house underwater, they didn't have power,
hashtag Irma.
They didn't have power for
right.
a week. Like, these were people in extreme situations. I mean, what
who
else?
We gave the videos to,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah, they like, got access.
They got access.
We sent it to them.
100%.
But
even on top of that,
yeah,
it was just like banana. Like they were hearing about it for the first time when it had been done for days. So I don't know what that was about. People checking their email maybe late. I don't really know. But it was interesting. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to change anything about it. I might be even more clear that they're coming down and why. I think it was just poor timing with,
yeah,
you know,
maybe
Mother
we put
Nature.
Maybe put a countdown timer on there.
Right.
That says videos are coming down in X.
Right. Because, I mean, they're 30 minutes. Like, just binge them. You don't need to take a week. They can't sit there for a week because we're offering you something else.
Right.
There's a reason why we took them down. It wasn't just to be rude about it.
Yeah, so, we literally forwarded the page mm-hmm. to the sales page mm-hmm. of what we were offering.
Right, right. So we'll see. I also think the next time, first of all, this challenge went amazing. Like, everyone learned so much stuff. Like, the aha moments were amazing. The feedback was amazing. So we're doing it, like, basically as is next time. We will do a bigger, like, hard sell on, hey, we have Trello for Business. Like, I don't know, guys, maybe an email. Like, we didn't even do an email.
Well, and I think part of it, and I feel like we might have a little bit different view on this, is just solely for the purpose of the fact that what we were selling wasn't Trello, and Trello wasn't included in it. I felt weird about saying, do this free thing. Oh, and maybe you should buy this $29 thing in the meantime. Right. And then I'm going to sell you on something else a week later.
Right.
And so if we do this challenge again, I don't think it will be in front of Rock Your Biz.
No, we're definitely on the same page with that. If it's
do the challenge and then sell Trello, I'm all about that.
I'm about that life.
But that wasn't the goal. And so I felt weird, like, because so many people were like, so do I need Trello for Business? And we wanted to be like, heck yeah, you do, but you don't have to get it. And it was just like an awkward conversation. So although the challenge was awesome and people learned a ton, it was selling Trello like hotcakes and not necessarily, I mean, it was connected to the thing we were selling, but it's just, there was a disconnect.
Yeah. We now see that 100% like Trello helps save lives and people need it.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to run this challenge on its own just to promote Trello from here on out. And I'm super happy with that and I'm excited about it. And I think that makes the most sense. I want to pause for a second and let you guys know that from our first challenge and the amazing results we got from that, we did a giant brain dump and basically like we wrote every detail down so we could know what to do the same and different for next time. And we decided to bundle them up and call them Mega Launch Challenge Swipe Files. And you can actually grab those in our shop at thinkcreativecollective.com/shop. They're there for you. You can purchase them. They're less than $50. And it's literally like every single thing we did, including the emails and what the emails said and when they sent and like the goal and the purpose of everything. So if you're wanting to do your own challenge and you're like flustered at how to like make it all happen. We even include like every Instagram post to go sign up for the challenge, every type of engagement we did to boost people's like literal engagement around the challenge. Everything is in there. It's mega for a reason. So you should definitely check that out. thinkcreativecollective.com/shop.
Just to be clear, it's about the previous challenge
right.
I did.
So but I mean,
it's the same. All the information is still
because we used our own Mega Launch Challenge swipe files
to duplicate
the challenge for this one.
And it did better.
So, I mean, obviously you email us when you get even more amazing results because I want to absolutely give you a hug. Okay. So, outside of the challenge.
Sure.
The purpose of the challenge was
to get people in the doors for Rock Your Biz.
Yep.
Now, to put
a little closed yesterday. So, just calm down.
Yeah. So we will talk more about Rock Your Biz and all the results of that in a separate podcast episode. But something I want to note, which I find eerily strange, is this one statistic. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like a ghost.
It's literally. Very bizarre.
Someone hit us up with the definition of this number. Y'all who do angel numbers.
We're going to look this up right after the episode.
Tell me what it means. I'm going to Google it right now. You tell them what
you're going to Google it right now. Okay. So now I'm not saying conversions. Don't get confused. But the people of the people who bought Rock Your Biz. Okay. Of the people who actually purchased the thing we were trying to sell, 73% of them had participated in the challenge the week prior. That number, the 73%, is exactly the same as our last challenge. So there's still people who slip in who didn't participate and are like, heck to the yes, I want what you're offering. But 73% of them saw the value and then converted, which is the goal, right? So now, not 73, let me be clear again. I will say it again. I'm not saying 73% of the 5,000 people signed up for the challenge got in the course.
That would be bananas.
That would be incredible and not realistic. I'm saying of the people who bought, 73% of them participated. Mm-hmm. So what does this angel number mean?
Okay, so it's saying significance and meaning of angel number 73. If it appears in your life repeatedly,
which it
check
has.
And check, you have the encouragement, guidance, and grace of the angels, spiritual energies. Angels are sending a divine message that you have persistently been working towards your spiritual targets and the objectives of life. This effort has ensured that you are showered with plenty of riches and affluence. They're assuring you that your affirmative outlook will bring in more wealth in your life. You should be ready to accept this bounty as you are being rightly honored for your hard work by the grace of the angel numbers.
Well, okay then. I guess it's saying that we worked so hard and the challenge was so awesome that we should be rewarded with a massive, incredible launch.
It literally says, it also relates to discrimination, willpower, and diligence, knowledge, and excellence, sensitivity, and sentiments. Number 7 stands for good luck and belief. Number 3 has the qualities of realization of your ambitions, growth and development, eloquence, and clarity of expression.
Well, I'll take all those things.
I will accept that divine powers and ask it to reappear in my life again.
Again.
Maybe 73 more times.
Who knows?
I need to be paying attention.
We're a little woo-woo around here sometimes, so.
You know?
And just accept it. Let it happen.
We follow the hard math with a little bit of woo, and it's a good balance of.
Yeah, it's a mix.
Just what you get here at TCC. So I think the overall message that we learned is, we were very, very proud. We were able to not only duplicate very similar results, but exceed them. And not only exceed them in like, holy crap, we've gotten a bunch of new people on our list.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a bunch of new people into this challenge. And we've gotten a bunch of people buying Trello and signed up and being interested to our program. Oh, that's great.
To be clear, 2.5 times the amount of people who signed up for our last challenge signed up for this challenge.
Uh-huh. Bananas. But what I also love about this challenge is that literally the feedback could not have been more amazing. The engagement, the responses, the aha moments, the clarity, the sense of relief and excitement that came from people who went through it, which I think leads to the people who were like, but you took them down and I want to go through it. Maybe people were telling their friends or they got on late and, you know, whatever happened. But seriously, I have not seen in a while so many people just have so many moments of clarity from a free product.
You know, the funny thing is, looking back on all of it, and it wasn't that long ago that we did it, it doesn't matter how much you prepare for anything. There's still something that's going to hit the fan. And not that there was any, like, major things. It was just, like, a little linky here.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or this post didn't go out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so I just want to give you all some grace. If you decide to do your own challenge, they are messy.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of moving pieces.
And so if something falls through the crack, know
okay.
that we did not have a perfect challenge either time.
Nope.
But they were still super beneficial to the people who went through them.
Yep.
And the overall results that we got from them are definitely things I will repeat again.
Absolutely. So hopefully this gave you some ideas on some challenges that you can run. I know we will be bringing back 4 days to Sexy System. So
you think we'll always do it as 4 days?
I think so. I think it was fun. I think it's perfect the way that it is. It's light. It's bright. It's easy breezy. Maybe we'll move it from Monday to Thursday so we can take Friday off and like truly like dive in further into Trello and like that's our hard pitch.
Yeah.
You know, for the thing. Because I don't think like doing a full webinar wouldn't really make sense. Like we could. But who, you know, the door is just open for possibilities.
Well, and no, then this just goes for anything. Life, right? That if you put something out there and people are like, heck to the guess, I want to do it. And this is why we talk about on the last challenge how it was originally going to be 30 days and we cut it to 5. Okay.
I'm still like, history me, good choice in not doing 30 days.
Okay. So there's fall off every single day. So yes. People will say heck to the yes. And then they're super excited day one.
Uh-huh.
And then a little less people are excited day two.
A little less people day three.
A little less people day three. So the fact that it was 4 days instead of 5 meant less people kept falling off.
Uh-huh.
So,
hey, next time maybe we'll do a 1-day challenge. You never know.
You never know. They'll be like, why?
Keep your eye out for our one day challenge coming to you soon. One day.
One day.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.